This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is my match reaction show. My five takeaways from Fulham's 2-0 victory against West Ham on Sunday. Massive victory for Fulham, and I'll be sharing my thoughts in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Before I go on any further, I just want to just say thank you for everyone that reached out to me. As I just mentioned yesterday that I would not be able to do a show, I was dealing with a stomach virus. So unfortunately, I was just not able to really talk much or just do anything. So I am feeling much better now, and I'm feeling up to doing a show and talking about this victory. So before we go on any further, I do want to mention, yes, I want to give myself a little bit of credit. I predicted a Fulham victory. I think I had a 3-1, so I got the score wrong. But I certainly got the victory right, and I had a good feeling about this, and I shared that in my preview show. I just had a feeling that it was going to be more than just West Ham playing in Europe. I thought it would also be Fulham being able to play against this team and knowing how to play against this team, and they certainly do. And the manager has a big part of that along with his players, and those will all be part of my five takeaways from this massive victory for Fulham. So let's get going. Let's start with number five. And this really doesn't have much to do with the match itself, but the broadcast I watched. Now, not everyone would have the ability to watch the international broadcast that I watched. So number five is this. Thank you to Tony Gale for giving an even view of this match. There have been so many matches lately that I've heard commentary that was extremely one-sided. And the one side was always the opponent to Fulham. It was always more to do with the opponent. I can understand that. But I want to give praise to someone that actually does his job correctly. Now, Tony Gale played for both West Ham and Fulham, so it's natural that he would talk evenly about both teams. And he did this in a very good manner. But he has done this time and time again. Tony was a guest on Cottage Talk a few times. And I found him just very thoughtful and just very happy to be doing what he's doing. But there's a difference between just someone broadcasting a match and sharing commentary and someone doing it and really giving you insight to both teams, because it should be a broadcast for both sides, not just for one side. It should be a neutral broadcast. Tony brings that to this broadcast, and that's what I watched and listened to on Sunday. So a big thank you to Tony Gale for doing your job, and I wish more did. Okay. So let's get to number four. And we got to go back to Rodrigo Muniz. Now, people that are concerned about his lack of goals lately, I can understand that a little bit. But what he is doing right now is playing a role in Fulham's victories. Number four, Rodrigo Muniz continues to play a vital role for Fulham. It's not just his hold-up play. It's what he is doing to the center backs that now have to worry about him, the way that he sets up his teammates. Listen, the second goal does not go in without an assist from Rodrigo Muniz. He sets it up along with Iwobi. Maybe you don't give the assist directly to him, but he was involved in the play. The first goal, again, it was a pass up to him that was a bad mistake from the West Ham player, which leads to Pereira. But again, he had to be a factor in this, and he continues to do his job. So I know many will just look at the goals, but when you look at the growth of Rodrigo Muniz, he's doing all the other work that you're looking for him to do. We used to say this about Mitro. And the one difference that I like about Muniz is he actually does it with a smile. And he does it with more flair than Mitro does. He tries things. He's not afraid to try things. So that's why Rodrigo Muniz continues to play a vital role for Fulham. And I think he will until the end of the season. I think he will score more goals. I don't think we've seen the end of the goal scoring from Rodrigo Muniz. Let's go to number three. Now, I've talked a lot about Tosin, and I think Marco should play Tosin for the rest of the season. I'm on record of saying that. But you know what? Regardless of that, number three, Calvin Bassey is Fulham's dominant center back, and he will be for years to come. And Fulham need to do everything that they can to hold on to Calvin Bassey and find a good partner for him next year. It's not going to be Tosin. There's no question Tosin's not going to be staying with Fulham, and that's okay because you have one dominant center back. He showed it in this match. He continues to show it each and every match. He's not just physical. He's just not a player that can move the ball up the pitch. He is everything. He is offering everything defensively and moving forward. He is doing an incredible job at center back. So congratulations to Calvin Bassey. That's why he is my number three takeaway from this Fulham victory. So let's move on to number two. And this one is one that I think is well-deserved. Andreas Pereira deserves man of the match. Now I'm saying this and I mean this strongly. I've been a critic of his. I went on other podcasts trying to figure out and talk about what does he offer. And I've said this several times, but I also have known that in certain matches, he's really shown up. And we are hearing from the manager. We're hearing from Andreas, the influence of what Marco wants him to do. And you're starting to see it. He is being more offensive. He is pushing more forward. And now he's scoring a few more goals, which can only help. He scored two very good goals. The first goal, you can call it a happy accident, but you know what? You still have to score. The second goal, beautiful setup. Was it a tap-in? I wouldn't call it a tap-in, but he still needed to put it in the back of the net. And also, he had a few other opportunities as well to score. So Andreas was very well deserving of man of the match. He's my man of the match. I'm sure he's most fans' man of the match for this particular match. Moving forward, I still think that we can talk about should he be your number 10 for next season and beyond that. We can always have that discussion. I'm happy to have that discussion in the offseason. But if he continues to build on this performance, he'll make a strong argument that he should be staying at Fulham, and we should be building around him and other key players. He will become a key player if he continues to play the way he did on Sunday at the London Stadium. He was fantastic and, like I mentioned, deserves man of the match. Coming up next to end this quick episode of Cottage Talk, I'm going to share with you my number one takeaway from this 2-0 victory for Fulham against West Ham.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Okay, before I give you my number one takeaway, I'm just going to share this with you because I hear all this talk about West Ham potentially being interested in Marco Silva if they get rid of David Moyes. Now, let's put us in the shoes of Marco Silva. Why the hell would he want to go to West Ham? Why would he want to go to West Ham after the way Fulham have dominated West Ham in two matches? Why would he want to? I have no idea. This does not make sense to me, but you're going to see the speculation. West Ham supporters are now starting to talk about a potential replacement, one being Marco Silva. And I think Marco Silva would be out of his mind to go to that club because you know what? Fulham are just as good of a club as West Ham. West Ham have very good history. But if you're looking for really building something, I think he's in a good situation at Fulham. So I don't see this happening, but I just want to mention that I think you're going to be out of luck, West Ham supporters, because I think Marco Silva is going to be a Fulham manager for years to come. That's just my opinion on that. So let's get to number one, and it's simply this. Silva won the coaching battle. He absolutely won the coaching battle here. So as they were talking about the broadcast, and this is what's so great about Tony Gale, he's talking about the change of shape to really a 4-4-2 for West Ham. Now, Fulham had the spare man. If they could take advantage of the spare man, they could really get some joy moving forward. And that's exactly what you saw. And that goes down to the tactics of not just David Moyes changing his tactics a little bit, but also Marco Silva and his players believing in their tactics, his tactics, and seeing this out. And Fulham were always very dangerous on the break. They were set up beautifully to win this match. Marco made the right substitutions. He hit every note in this match. All high notes. He hit every note. So congratulations to Marco because he won this coaching battle. And what's interesting about this is that there are certain battles that he wins. He wins the battles against Ten Hag, in my opinion. He wins the battles against David Moyes. His teams know how to play against these opponents. Now, Nuno's a different kettle of fish. For some reason, he hasn't figured out Nuno. But there are certain coaches' tactics that Marco knows how to take advantage of, and this is one of them. So that's why this is my number one takeaway. Congratulations to Marco Silva and also his players for being able to live up to the billing of what Marco Silva laid out with his tactics because they got the job done, but Marco had a lot to do with it. That's why, number one, Silva won the coaching battle. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. That's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the Talk Sport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.